my shape number one. What is it?
A triangle.
At the center is where we'll start to divide the shape into equal parts. Connect the line to each vertex. How many parts do you get?
Three.
Yes, three. Now let's connect shapes with music. For each measure, fill in the number of quarter notes to be used. Don't be confused. The number should be the same as the number in our shapes game. That's right. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. You got it?
One, two, three. 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 One, two, three.
Excellent.
Dividing equally is done easily.
You can see it, hear it, feel it. Let's do it.
So follow along with me and let's do an activity.
You can see it, hear it, feel it. Let's do it.
This next shape and line may look like a street sign. Follow its rule and you'll be safe on your way to school. What is it? Yes. Once again, we'll begin. From the center to the vertex, draw your lines. I wonder how many parts you'll find this time.
Oh, I got five.
Five.
Yes, it's correct. The answer is five. Now, let's connect shapes with music. Let's draw out quarter notes equally. The number of beats will be the quantity. Great job.
Dividing equally is done easily.
You can see it, hear it, feel it. Let's do it.
Follow along with me and let's do an activity.
You can see it, hear it, feel it. Let's do it.
The last shape to identify looks like a stop sign with an extra line. At the center is where we'll start to divide the shape into equal parts. How many parts do you get?
Seven!
Yes, seven. Now let's connect shapes with music. This time, we'll use eighth notes to fill in our equal beats. Seven notes a measure, then our work is complete. Let's count.